will hit night. Winner go home time. It's win or you're done, and the Lumberjacks and Blue Jays will try to advance today. The winner gets the unenviable task of taking on Bayport in the next round. Bayport's the number one seed, and that would be Thursday over in Bayport. Sokowitz pitched in the first game of the doubleheader these two teams played a while back. He got the win, went five innings, struck out one, walked three in that 10-3 Merrill win. Widmark pitched relief in the second game, coming in relief of Ben Schubring. Pitched five and a third innings, gave up seven runs, only had really one bad inning, gave up five runs in one inning. It's pretty good the rest of the way there, but... Lumberjacks have to play a lot better than they have been. They come into the game on a six-game losing streak and have not played well. Lots of errors, lots of walks by the pitchers. It's given up. Let's see what they can do today. Hiding stands in. First pitch from Sokowitz is fouled back, and the umpire takes a shot off the mask on the first pitch of the game. It's 0-1 on Hiding. Lumberjacks coming off a loss in their finale, regular season finale, marathon game to Jack Torrizani Field on Friday and beat East 14-9 in a game that was just as ugly as it sounds. Lots of errors, lots of walks, lots of hits. That's not going to get it done today. Sokowitz ready to work again. Here's the 0-1 pitch, breaking ball, and that catches the outside corner, and Hiding's in the hole 0-2. Lots of big cloud banks rolling through. The sun pops out occasionally here, but very comfortable. The 0-2 pitch, that's grounded up the middle, but snagged by Sokowitz, and he'll throw Hiding out for the first out of the game. A high chopper back to the mound, and Sokowitz able to make the play, and there's one down here in the first inning for Willie Brandt. He's just in their red jerseys, white and black trim, white pants, red stripes. Down the side, Merrill's in blue jerseys, gray pants. First pitch to Brandt, picky ball in the dirt, back to the screen, and it's 1-0. Brandt's been one of the more consistent hitters for the Lumberjacks this season. Left-handed hitter, good opposite field power. A 1-0 pitch, that's high and outside, and it's 2-0 now. I'm situated at field level, just to the left of the east dugout on the first base side here at Merrill's Athletic Park. The 2-0 pitch, and Brandon smokes one into right field for a base hit. He turned on that fastball and hit it out hard, and he has a base runner here in the first inning, a one-out single for Willie Brandt. And Cam Gritzmacher will hit now. Gritzmacher moved into the three spot a few weeks ago. He had an RBI single in four trips, scored a run against Marathon on Friday night. Brandt takes his lead at first, throw over, he dives back. Sokowitz is a right-handed pitcher. Merrill has a very tall mound here. You go to different fields, you see different heights of the mound. They're supposed to all be the same, but it's not that way. Here's the pitch to Gritzmacher. Late swing, and he got a piece of it, fouled it away, and it's 0-1. Compare this mound to the mound at East. This is much taller. Mound at Everest is always tall. The 0-1 pitch. Gritzmacher pops it up right side. Second baseman slides over. That's Tusky, and he'll make the grab for the second out of the inning. So two down, runner at first for the Lumberjacks, and that'll bring up Ben Schubring playing third base. Schubring playing third tonight because Widmark is pitching. And he stands in. Throw over, Brandt is back standing up. Short porch to left here, just 303 down the line, and then it jumps out a bit, 366 to dead center. Here's the pitch to Schubring into dirt, and it's ball one. One ball, no strikes. Brandt is not slow, but he doesn't have great speed at first base. Let's see if they try to get him down there with two strikes. Doesn't have much of a lead. stays where he is. Here's the pitch to Shubring. That's down low again. It's 2-0 now. First round of the baseball regionals going on around the state of Wisconsin today. Wausau West has a first round bye. They'll play on Thursday. Stevens Point also a first round bye. Here's the next pitch to Shubring. That's down low and outside. 3-0 now. If Shubring reaches, Ian Corbett would bat. The stretch by Stockowitz and the 3-0 pitch. That's high inside. Shubring draws a four-pitch walk. And the Lumberjacks have two men on now with two outs. And it'll bring up Ian Corbett, the first baseman. So Corbett with an RBI opportunity here in the first inning. Lumberjacks trying to jump out on top here. Corbett can get a base hit. Runners take their leads. Here's the first pitch. Corbett checks swing, and it's a strike. I think it was a called strike. And it's 0-1. Stockowitz is trying to get one over there after throwing four straight to Shubring. The stretch, the check, and the pitch. Took something off that one. Corbett, a big cut out in front of it, and he's in the hole, 0-2. Brand the lead at second. Shubring off at first. The 0-2 pitch to Corbett. High ball one. 1-2 now. Long look in by Stockowitz. Gets the sign he wants. The 1-2 pitch. And that's a foul tip. Held on to by the catcher, Klug. And that will end the inning for the Lumberjacks. Corbett strikes out. And for East here in the first, no runs, one hit, no errors, and two left. Score after half inning of play. East nothing, Merrill coming up. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Back here at Merrill's Athletic Park, and the Blue Jays will come to bat here in the bottom of the first inning. Mason Reinhart will lead things off. He's a third baseman tonight for Merrill. And Bryce Widmark on the hill, ready to go here. The line and the pitch. That's a fastball in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Widmark looks like he wants to work quickly here. Tears in, gets the sign. The line in the 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball, dropped that one in there as well, and it's 0-2. Important for him to get off to a good start here in the first inning, get a little confidence. Something the Lumberjacks have not had in recent games. Next pitch, fastball, and that's line in the right field. 0-2 pitch. You got too much of a plate with it. And it's a base hit. Reinhart takes it the other way, and it's a single on an 0-2 pitch. And Merrill has the leadoff man on. Adam Messerschmidt will come to the plate. He was a late addition to the Merrill lineup, replacing Alex Zettler, who was unavailable. Was originally scheduled to start and bat second. So Messerschmidt stands in, stretch by Widmark, and the pitch, right of bunt, pitches outside, ball one. Shubring playing it on the grass, runners take their lead, a runner takes his lead, that's Reinhart at first. The stretch and the pitch, bunt, they get it down, it's a good one, Widmark's going to feel, he's going to have to hurry, he gets it the first for the out. And the sacrifice completed. So Merrill playing small ball here in the first inning. Get the sacrifice bunt. One down. Reinhart goes to second. And Ty Grunewald, that's considering the Merrill lineup, comes to the plate. He's got him out only once in nine trips in the doubleheader. They played here a couple of weeks ago. That was Widmark who struck him out late in the second game. But other than that, Grunewald owned the Lumberjacks in that one. Stretch and the pitch. Check swing, and they call a high strike. That was upstairs, and it's 0-1. Widmark got the benefit of that pitch. Nothing in one here on Ty Grunewald. out time called as the runner steps out. The stretch and the pitch, and that nailed Grudenwald in the knee. It was a breaking ball. Broke inside and nailed Grudenwald in the knee. So Merrill has runners on first and second now in one out. And that'll bring up Alex Klug, the catcher. Well, it sets up a double play. Lumberjacks will try to turn a double play here if they can. Whitmark the stretch and the pitch. Breaking ball dropped it in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. One out, we're in the bottom of the first. No score, but Merrill with two men on. Whitmark the stretch. And the pitch. The breaky ball popped up. Foul ground, third base side. Schubring slides over and will make the grab for the second out of the inning. So now two down. Runner still at first and second. And Dave Fufall, the center fielder. Another left-handed hitter here for the Blue Jays. Lumberjacks trying to get out of an early jam here. The stretch by Whitmark and the pitch. It's in the dirt, blocked by Romanski. Runners stay where they are, and it's 1-0. One ball, no strikes. And the pitch. Fastball. Just missed outside. 2-0 now. Long hook in. Whitmark hits the sign. He's ready. Here it comes. That's a fastball down the middle and fouled away by Fufall out of play. 2-1. Whitmark didn't want to fall behind 3-0, so he put one in there, and Fufall fouled it away. 2-1. The stretch and the pitch. That's down low and inside. 3-1 now. Brand is shaded toward center for the left-handed hitter. Yankee shaded toward right from center field. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Caught on and missed. He was over the top of a fastball that time. Count now full, 3-2. Runners will get a head start here. Infielders should hold their positions and try to make the play here. Runners take their leads. Heiding's still going to slide in behind second base. Here's the pitch. Strike three, caught out, he struck him out, and the inning is over. Fufall didn't like it. But Whitmark works out of the jam, and nothing for Merrill here in the first inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and two left. Score after one complete. Merrill nothing, East nothing. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Playoff Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. We're back here at Merrill's Athletic Park. Luke Strick will lead things off here for the Lumberjacks in the second. Strick, Romanski, and Whitmark for East here in the second inning. No score. Takowicz ready to work for the Blue Jays. First pitch high and outside. Ball one. 1-0 to the East second baseman. The wind and the pitch. Strick is going to hit it hard and pass the first baseman into right field for a base hit. Just took that pitch the other way, and the Lumberjacks have a runner again here in the second inning. Couldn't do anything with their base runners in the first. Let's see if he decides to play a little small ball of their own here. Dan Romanski, the catcher, will hit. He had three hits in the last game that he's played up here, the second half of that doubleheader. Hit the ball hard in that game. Stakowicz with the stretch throws over. Strick only a couple of steps off. He's able to get back easily. For Urbanski digs in. Stankiewicz, the stretch. And the pitch, he squares the bunt, gets it down, right back to the mound. They might have a play at second, they'll go right to first. And the sacrifice is completed. Romanski gets the job done. And the Lumberjacks have a runner in scoring position once again. One down, runner at second base. And Bryce Widmark will bat. Widmark digs in, big right-handed hitter. Stankiewicz out of the stretch. Here's the pitch. Fastball high and outside, ball one. One ball and no strikes. And the pitch. High and outside again, 2-0. Tanner Denke is the hitter on deck for the Lumberjacks. The stretch by Stankiewicz and the pitch. Breaking ball, Widmark pops it up, that out of play. And it's 2-1. Pretty breezy here today. Wind is actually blowing in from left field. Forecast said wind's gusting up to 25 miles an hour. I don't think it's blowing that quite that hard, but at times it's pretty stiff. The stretch, the 2-1 pitch. That's high again. Ball three, 3-1 now. Widmark gets a good hitter's count right here. First base is open. Luke Strick is the runner at second. The stretch and the pitch. Fastball, he took it. Right down Main Street in the count now full, 3-1. Boy, that's the kind of pitch you want to rip right there, a 3-1 fastball right down the middle. You're not going to get a better pitch than that to hit. 3-2 the count. Stretch by Stankiewicz. Here it comes. He swings a little number right side, and they're going to get the out at first. Strick will advance to third. Stankiewicz makes the play. Widmark got jammed on that one, but was able to put the ball in play, and Strick moves to third base. And that'll bring up Tanner Denke with a runner at third now and two outs. There is a lot of space behind the plate here in Merrill, so any ball that gets away from the catcher would probably score a run. So if you're the pitcher, you got to have a lot of confidence in your catcher to throw a curveball in the dirt in this situation. Here's the pitch. That's high and outside. Ball one. You bounce a curveball here with a runner at third. Your catcher's got to do everything he can to keep it in front of him, or you're going to be behind in this game. Stretch by Stankiewicz and the pitch. The fastball nails Janky in the back. So he will head to first base, and now runners at the corners, and Jordan Heiding will hit. Brings up the top of the order. So Stankiewicz beans the number 9 man in the order. And Heiding will hit. He bounced back to the mound his first time up. RBI opportunity here. See what they do with Denke at second base. Well, catcher Klug's got a good arm. Stretch by Stankiewicz. And the pitch is outside, ball one. Trying to get the outside corner there, couldn't do it. It's 1-0. Runners take their leads. Stankiewicz ready. Here it comes again. Outside again, and it's 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Lumberjacks looking to strike first here in this one. We're in the second inning, no score. Two outs, runners at the corners for East, with Jordan Heiding at the plate. The 2-0 pitch, swings and miss, actually fouls it back, got a piece of that one, fouls it back to the screen, and it's 2-1 now. So it looks like they're going to keep Denke where he is and let Heiding have a chance to drive the run in here. The stretch and the pitch. Here it comes. Outside again. 3-1. Stankiewicz struggling early here with his command. He had a walk in the first. Also gave up a base hit. He's got a base hit and hit batsman here in the second. The stretch. The pitch. There goes Denke. And the pitch pops away from the catcher, but not fired up for Strick to score, but Heidi Willer in the walk here, and the bases are loaded for Willie Brandt. I think he took off that time, and the ball popped out of the glove of the catcher, Klug. So Willie Brandt with a chance to drive in some runs here for the Lumberjacks. Brandt smoked a single to right field his first time up. This will be the guy that they want up here in this situation. Stretch by Stockiewicz in the pitch. There's a high strike, and it's 0-1. Nothing and one on Brandt. Runners take their leads. And the pitch. Brandt is going to hit a chopper up the middle, but the pitcher is able to make the play, and the inning is over. So a bouncer right back to the mound, and Stockiewicz makes the play and gets out of the jam. Brees here in the second inning, no runs, one hit. There were no errors, and three left in the score after 1.5 remains. East nothing, Merrill nothing, back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. And we're back here at Merrill's Athletic Park. We go to the bottom of the second inning. No score. Trey Stevenson will lead things off for Merrill here in the second, playing left field today. Stevenson was called up from the JV team on the day that they played the doubleheader here against Lumberjacks and hit a home run in his first varsity game. First pitch from Midmark, curveball just missed inside, and it's 1-0. Lumberjack Baseball brought to you in part by Easy Living Management, the longest running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. And the pitch. Popped up, playable for Romanski behind the plate, turns, faces the fence, and makes the grab, and there's one down here in the second inning. So Stevenson fouls out for the first out. And Brad Jilke, the first baseman, will stand in. Big left-handed hitter standing in to face Widmark here with nobody on and one out. And the pitch is down low inside, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Widmark ready, here it comes. Fastball foul back and out of play. And it's 1-1 now. Jilke back in there, and Widmark ready to work. The 1-1 pitch. Threw that one right into the ground, and it's 2-1 now. Only got about three-quarters of the way to home plate. The winner of this game advances to a Thursday matchup with number one seed Bayport over in Bayport near Green Bay. Widmark, a long look in, gets the sign he wants. Here it comes. That's chopped back to the mound. Widmark makes the play, and he will throw out Jilke for the second out. Two up, two down here in the second for the Blue Jays, and that'll bring up Cole Gusky, the second baseman. Sun is out now. There's still clouds around, but it looks like the sun will be out for a while. It's just a nice day, not so humid. A bit breezy. But no complaints. Widmark ready to work to Gusky. Here it comes. Fastball just misses. A little low and outside, maybe. 1-0. Pretty close. Widmark ready. Winds and fires. That's lifted in the air to right field, but fouling out of play. And it'll be 1-1. Ryan Stockiewicz, the Merrill pitcher, is on deck if Gusky can reach. Widmark looks it in. Holds the glove up by his mouth as he gets the sign. The line and the pitch. Fastball, that's lifted in the air to left center field. Playable, though. And Brendan Becker will put it away for the out. And the inning is over. Good inning for Bryce Widmark. Three up, three down. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left for Merrill here in the second inning. After two complete, the score remains nothing-nothing. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Playoff Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at Merrill's Athletic Park as we go to the top of the third inning. Lumberjacks have Cam Gritzmacher, Ben Schubring, and Ian Corbett to face Brian Stockowitz here in the third. Gritzmacher popped out to second base his first time up. Stockowitz ready and the pitch. That's in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Pass ball just below the letters. The line, the 0-1 pitch. Pick something off that one. Gritzmacher out in front of it. Chops it foul down the third base side. And he's in the hole 0-2. Nothing, top of the third inning. Stockowitz ready, here's the pitch. Gritzmacher hits it on the ground, deep in the hole, and Grunewald's going to knock it down, but actually, no, it goes through to left field. It's going to be a base hit for Gritzmacher, and the Lumberjacks have the leadoff man on here in the third inning. And that'll bring up Ben Schubring, the third baseman. He drew a walk his first time up. So Schubring will hit here. With the runner at first, they laid down a bunt. Now throw over Gritzmacher's back. Laid down a bunt the last time they had a runner at first, but Schubring's got the power to yank it out of here, so let's see if they let him swing away here. Throw over again, Gritzmacher off. He's got a good lead. As I said, only 3-0-3 down the line in left field. Here's the pitch. And Schubert is going to hit it hard up the middle. That's a base hit. Gritzmacher will stop at second. So back-to-back singles to start the third inning here for the Lumberjacks. Put them in business here. And now a probable bunt situation for Ian Corbett. In a nothing-nothing game. Corbett a long look down, and he'll get in to the box here. Infield grass is pretty long here. We've had a lot of rain, of course. It's long and thick. They get the ball down, it's not going to roll very far. The stretch, and the pitch, he's going to square, and he gets it down. It's fair. Fair ball, and they move the runners. That was fielded out of bounds by the first baseman, Jolke. That might have gone foul if they would have let it, but he fielded it on one bounce. It was a long bunt by Corbett, halfway down the first baseline, but it got the job done, and the sacrifice completed. And now he's with two runners in scoring position for Luke Strick. Strick singled his first time up. Gritzmacher the runner at third. Schubring the runner at second. One down. The first pitch to Strick. High and tight. Ball one. Lumberjacks looking to jump on top here in the third inning. The stretch. And the pitch. Swung on and missed. Went for one a little bit on the outside. Part of the plate didn't get it. It's 1-1 now. Sam Romanski is on deck for the Lumberjacks. The stretch and the pitch. Trick takes that one. It's a strike. Outside corner, barely, and it's 1-2. One ball and two strikes now on Strick. Put the ball in play. Merrill playing back, conceding a run up the middle here. And the pitch. Swings it one upstairs and fouls it back. Gets a piece of it. Count remains 1-2. Yeah, they'll give up a run on a base, on a ground ball up the middle here. Back at first base as well. And the pitch. Swings it one up and out of the zone and strikes out. And there are two down here in the third inning. So it's up to Sam Romanski to get a big two-out hit here. Strick chase one out of the zone there and strikes out. And there are two down. Romanski digs in. Stockowitz ready to work. Out of the stretch, here it comes. It's outside, ball one. One ball and no strikes. Looking for a big two-out hit here in the third inning. Lumberjacks left the bases loaded in the second. They've already left five men on base. Next pitch outside again, 2-0. Playoff game, you expect it to be low scoring and can't leave all these guys on base early in the game. Want to get a lead here. Stretch by Stockiewicz, here it comes. Swings and misses it through the dirt, pops up in front of the mound or in front of the plate. Stockiewicz will grab it. Better stay where they are. And it's 2-1. Hermanski chased one out of the zone there. Two balls and one strike. The stretch by Stockiewicz and the pitch. That's outside. Ball three. 3-1. First base is open. If Hermanski reaches, and Widmark will back. Good count to hit here, though. 3-1. Runners in scoring position. You get a fastball, you rip it. Here it comes. In the dirt, ball four. Watt by Klug. And the bases are loaded for the second straight inning for the Lumberjacks. But there are two down, and Bryce Widmark will stand in. He bounced to the mound his first time up. Going to get a courtesy runner for the catcher. That's Adam Peterson, who will run for Hermanski here at first base. So two down, bases loaded, no score. Bryce Widmark, the starting pitcher, is at the plate. The stretch and the pitch. Widmark takes a strike. Low and outside, it looked like, but a strike call, and it's 0-1. The stretch by Stockiewicz, and here it comes. Fastball right down the middle. And he takes it for a strike, and it's 0-2. Nothing in two on Widmark. Stockiewicz ready. Here it comes. High and outside with the fastball that time. 1-2. Good job now. Put the bat on anything close. The stretch and the pitch. Fouls that one back off the screen. Count remains 1-2. Fritz Walker, the runner at third. Schubring, the runner at second. Adam Peterson, the runner at first for the Lumberjacks. Two down. And the pitch. Curveball, Widmark out in front of it. Popped away from Krug. He steps on the plate for the out, and the inning is over. So Widmark strikes out. Two big strikeouts in the inning for Stockiewicz, and he gets out of the jam. East has left eight runners on base here in the first three innings. For East in the third, no runs, two hits. There were no errors, and three left. Score after two and a half innings of play remains nothing, nothing. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at Athletic Park in Merrill. Lumberjack playoff baseball brought to you also in part by Glenray Radiators, where quality and service go hand in hand. Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964 on Wausau's northeast side. Also by the law firm of Mallory and Zimmerman, proud supporter of local high school sports, wishing all of the area athletes a successful postseason. Well, now Bryce Widmark needs to take or not take his failure to execute an offense out to the mound with him here. He's pitching pretty well here today so far. First pitch to Stockiewicz is a strike, and it's 0-1. Widmark struck out with the bases loaded to end the top of the third. Now you just got to concentrate on your pitching. Hope the offense is able to punch some across later. Check swing. Did he go on that curveball in the dirt? Did he go on that? Are they going to check? Check the swing? They say no, so it's 1-1. One ball and one strike on the Merrill pitcher, the nine hitter in the order, Brian Stockiewicz. Widmark and the pitch. That's driven down the left field line and foul. And it's 1-2 now. One ball and two strikes. Sokowitz, Reinhardt, and Messerschmidt do this inning for the Blue Jays. Widmark ready, the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball, lifted in the air to center field with deep. Dinky's got a beat on that one, though, and he'll put it away for the first down of the inning. One down here in the third, and that brings up the top of the order for the Blue Jays, Mason Reinhardt. He singled on an 0-2 pitch his first time up. Lumberjack Baseball is brought to you in part by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. So Mason Reinhardt will dig in now for the Blue Jays. Wide by Widmark and the pitch. That drops in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Lots of games going on today involving area teams. Next pitch, breaking ball, just missed going outside. 1-1 now. The teams with a bye, Wausau West has a bye. They'll play on Thursday. Antigo has a bye. Stevens Point has a bye. Everybody else basically is in action. Next pitch. That's lifted in the air to right field. Gritzmacher drifts back, and he'll make the play for the second out of the inning. Two down, nobody on here for Merrill in the third, and Adam Messerschmidt, the right fielder, will come to the plate. He laid down a sacrifice bunt his first time up. Widmark ready to work. And the first pitch is a fastball that he's for a strike, and it's 0-1. Long look in. And here it comes. Breaking ball swung on and missed. And Widmark ahead 0-2. Widmark looks good today. Throwing strikes. Just one hit batsman. That was Grunewald, and that's not the worst thing in the world. Keeps him from hitting a double, triple, or home run. The 0-2 pitch, swung on and missed. Messerschmidt is gone, and once again, three up, three down for Merrill in the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. Score after three complete remains nothing, nothing. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. And we're back here at Merrill's Athletic Park. Three innings in the book. No score. Tanner Dinky will lead things off. He was hit by a pitch his first time up. Story of the game so far is the Lumberjacks have left eight men on base in the first three innings. That's tough to do. And they have yet to punch across a run. Dinky will lead things off. Sokowitz ready to work. First pitch to Dinky is lifted in the air to center field, but playable. And making the catch out there is Dave Pufall for the first out. One pitch, one out here in the fourth. And that'll bring up Jordan Heiding, the shortstop. Heiding has bounced to the mound and drawn a walk here. Sokowitz ready to work. First pitch to Heiding, changeup, misses outside, and it's 1-0. The wind by Sokowitz, here it comes, fastball high, 2-0. Bone and Joint Center, one of our great sponsors. If you're injured, why wait until tomorrow? And you can see an orthopedic specialist today. Welcome to the new Bone and Joint Walk-In Care, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. The wind, the 2-0 pitch. That's low and outside, 3-0 now. 3-0. And he's ready to work. There's a high strike, and it's 3-1. Three balls and one strike on Heiding, the shortstop. The wind and the pitch. Heiding pops it up, foul territory and out of play. And the count now full, 3-2. Full count on Heiding here. Zakowicz ready, here it comes. Howell fouled out of play again. Willie Brand is on deck for the Lumberjacks here. Zakowicz is ready, here it comes. Heiding once again fouls one out of play. Stays alive. Count is still full. One out, nobody on. We'll have the complete scoreboard for you in the morning, right here. Also online at foxsportswasa.com. Heiding shoots one to first. It gets through the wickets, and it is going to be a nice play at first base. They recovered and made the play. Heiding is out. Zakowicz got over to cover. Jolke got back after misplaying the ball, and the second baseman actually threw him out. A good call, or a good play by Cole Guskey getting over there to make the play. And with two down now and nobody on, Willie Brand will bat. He has singled and bounced back to the mound. First pitch is a breaking ball, drops in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Lumberjacks are going to rue the day that they left all these runners on base in the early innings. Here's the next pitch. That's Brand stroking one to left center field. That's going to drop for a base hit. Brand is out again. Second hit of the night for him. And it'll be Cameron Grismacher to bat now with two down and a runner at first. Grismacher has popped to second and also singled here. That's the fifth hit for the Lumberjacks. Merrill has just one. Brand takes his lead, now gets back on a throw over. Shoot, the Lumberjacks maybe try to start a runner here, although Klug does have a good throwing arm. Brand, not much of a lead there. Stays where he is. Here's the pitcher, Grismacher. He lifts it in the air. Foul territory down the right field line. And that will drop for a foul ball. Out of my sight, the dugout is between me and that ball, but you heard the umpire call foul, so it's 0-1 on Grismacher here. Lumberjacks have had base runners in every inning, but have yet to break through here. Stretch by Zakowicz, and the pitch. Both curveball outside, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike. The stretch and the pitch. Fastball, that's fouled out of play. And the count now 1-2. One ball and two strikes. The stretch. And the pitch. Outside. 2-2 now. Two and two, two outs. Zakowicz ready, here it comes. Inside, ball three, count now full, and Willie Brand will get a head start here. Should be able to score on a gapper if Fitzmacher can find a gap somewhere. The stretch, and the pitch. And a grounder to short, slow chopper. Grunewald charges, will go to first, throw low, dug out by Jolke for the out, and the inning is over. Grunewald threw it low, but Jolke able to dig it out, and the inning is over. And for East here in the fourth, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left. And the score, after 3.5, remains nothing-nothing. Back in a moment, you're listening to Lumberjack Playoff Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Find into left center field for a base hit. So Grunewald, first pitch he sees here in the fourth, lines it for a base hit. And that'll bring up Alex Klug, the catcher. who popped at third his first time up. Widmark. Widmark had retired 8 in a row before that base hit. Let's see if Merrill wants to play small ball here, or Grunewald's got good speed. Let's see if he tries to steal a base. Takes the lead. He's got a good lead. Widmark throws over. Grunewald back standing up. Grunewald takes his lead again. Stretched by Widmark. And the pitch. Grunewald stays where he is. It's a curveball lofted in the air to deep left field, but it's going to be foul. A long foul ball for Klug, and it's 0-1. Klug, Dave Poupal, and Trey Stevenson here to bat, unless the Lumberjacks can turn two here in the inning. Grunewald takes his lead. The stretch and the pitch. Klug squared to bunt, pulled the bat back, and it's a ball, 1-1. One ball and one strike. So he swung away, squared to bunt. Let's see what he does here. Stretch. There goes Grunewald, fake going, and now a little looper for a second. Stretch, can't make the play, and everyone's going to be safe. That's going to be an error on Luke Strick. It was a little looper. He had it in his glove, and it popped out, and they still couldn't get the force at second base. So Merrill has the first two men on here in the fourth inning of a scoreless game. Probably a bunt situation now for Poupal. He struck out looking his first time up. Stretch by Widmark, and a pitch. That's high, ball one. So the Lumberjacks had lots of chances to put some runs on the board in the first three innings, couldn't get it done, and now Merrill has their first legitimate threat here. Two men on and nobody out. And the pitch, that's lifted in the air to deep center field. Denke going back, he's going to catch that. Grunewald's going to tag at second. Here comes the throw in. They're going to throw the third, and now they're going to throw the second and get the runner at second for the out. That's a big out right there. They had no reason to try to get Grunewald at third. They were never going to get him. But when they threw to third, Poop tried to go to second, and I think that Poupo tried to go to second and got... Well, that was Clue. He got thrown out. So there are two down. And it'll be up to Trey Stevenson to try to give Merrill the lead here. A huge out right there. So instead of runners at the corners and one out, you've got a runner at third and two outs. Widmark can work out of the windup. And the pitch. That's high. Hit something off that one, and it's 1-0. Heiding tried to make the relay throw to third. They really had no chance to get Grunewald, but it baited Klug to go to second, and they threw him out. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed by Stevenson, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike on the Merrill left fielder. He fouled out to the catcher his first time up. 1-1 pitch. Slow breaking ball chopped towards short. Heidung's got it. Throw across is in time for the out. And the inning is over. So East dodges a bullet here for Merrill in the fourth. No runs, one hit, one error, and one left. And the score after four complete remains nothing, nothing. You're listening to Lumberjack Playoff Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. And we're back here at Merrill's Athletic Park as we go to the top of the fifth inning. This game moving right along, and Ben Schubring will lead things off here for East in the fifth. No score in this playoff game. Winner go home. Who's going to break through first? Both teams have had opportunities, but the Lumberjacks have had the most opportunities. They've left 10 men on base here. Actually, nine men. They've left nine men on. Schubert's going to swing and foul one out of play, and it's 0-1. 9 men left on base in the first 4 innings of play here for the Lumberjacks. They left the bases loaded in the second and third. Let's see what they can do here in the fourth with Shubring, Corbett, and Strick scheduled to hit. The 0-1 pitch to Shubring, breaking ball high, and it's 1-1. No runs, 5 hits, 1 error for East. No runs, 2 hits, and no errors for the Blue Jays here as we go to the fifth. Next pitch, Shubring swings at a fastball, fouls it back to the screen, and it's 1-2. Shubring has walked and singled in his 2 at-bats today. Next pitch is outside, 2-2 now, trying to get Ben to chase one there. 2 balls, 2 strikes. The wind and the pitch. And that's line down the left field line to foul. And the count remains 2-2. Out in front of that one. Lumberjack Playoff Baseball brought to you in part by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital. Proud to sponsor Lumberjack Sports because the world needs more great teams. Get to know them better at ministryhealth.org. The wind and the 2-2 pitch. Low curveball. That breaks outside, and it's full now, 3-2. The wind and the payoff pitch. And that's line in the left field for a base hit for Ben Shubring. Shubring jumped all over that high fastball. He gets his second hit of the day. And the Lumberjacks have the leadoff man on here in the fifth inning. Corbett will bat. He has struck out and laid down a sacrifice bunt in his 2 at-bats. Let's see what Coach Heinrich decides to do here in this nothing-nothing game. Corbett digs in. Shubring, not a fast runner at first, takes his lead. The stretch by Stockiewicz. Corbett squares and then pulls back and takes it down low, ball one. Jilkey stayed at first base, holding the runner. So apparently the first base side is going to be handled by the pitcher here. Stretch and the pitch, he squares the butt again, ball goes back to the screen. Shubring will get down to second base, a wild pitch for Stockiewicz. And the Lumberjacks are in business here in the fifth. A 2-0 count on Corbett, and Shubring now at second base in scoring position. Stockiewicz gets the sound he wants. Shubring takes his lead. The stretch, the 2-0 pitch, squares to Bundy, gets it down, back to the mound. They're going to go to first. And the sacrifice completed, and Shubring is now at third base with one out. Second sacrifice of the night for Ian Corbett. And with one down, Luke Strick will bat here. Strick singled and has struck out in 2 trips and has a chance to give East the lead here. Lumberjacks have had 3 chances to take the lead in the early innings with runners in scoring position and couldn't get it done. Let's see if the fourth time is the charm here in the fifth inning. Shubring, the runner at third. Stockiewicz, the stretch. And the pitch. And he lines one, but it's going to be fouled on the left field line. Jumped on that one early. And it's 0-1. Merrill's playing the infield in now. They don't want to give up a run this late in the game. It's the fifth inning. So they will play to cut the run down at the plate, which, of course, opens up more of the field for Strick. Hard ground ball through, a little bloop over the infielder's head. Looks like the outfielders are playing relatively shallow, too, at least in right field. So Strick digs back in, and Stockiewicz ready to work. The 0-1 pitch. He swings at a high pitch, pops it up, and it's going to get out of play, and Strick in the hole now, 0-2. A little anxious at the plate here for Strick, swinging at that one out of the zone. And it's 0-2 now. Need a productive at bat here. Put the ball in play. The stretch. The 0-2 pitch. High. Ball one, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. The stretch. Stockiewicz ready. Here it comes. And the dirt block, though, by Klug. Saved the run right there as Stockiewicz bounced it at the plate. And it's 2-2. Klug just went down and blocked that one with his chest. Two balls, two strikes. One out. Runner at third for the Lumberjacks. No score. We're in the fifth inning. The stretch. Here it comes. Down low and outside, and the count now full. So Strick was down 0-2, but he's worked the count full 3-2. Sam Romanski on deck for the Lumberjacks. Anything close now, you put the bat on it here. Infield is in for the Blue Jays. Here's the payoff pitch. He lifts it in the air. It's a deep left field, but once again, it's going to be foul. And Strick will come back to the plate. A long, hard foul ball down the left field line. Three balls, two strikes on Luke Strick, one out. Lead run is at third base for the Lumberjacks. Strick digs back in. Stockiewicz gets the sign he wants. And the pitch. He lifts it in the air to center field. Is it going to be deep enough, though, is the question. Catch is made. It's not deep. Shubery's going to try. Here comes the throw. It's off. Well, and he'll score as the throw is bottled by the catcher, Klug. And East is on the board here, 1-0. It wasn't a deep fly ball, but it got the job done as Kupo's throw was offline up the third base side just a bit. And the Lumberjacks lead 1-0. And Sam Romanski will bat now for Lumberjacks with two down and nobody on. You got to try it in that situation with no score. Wasn't a deep fly ball, but make him make a play, make him make a throw. Here's a ground ball up the middle. Grunewald bobbles it, recovers, throws in time for the, oh, safe! Ball to safe! Romanski beat it! Grunewald bobbled it. That'll be an error on the shortstop as Romanski hustling down the line beats the throw. And the Lumberjacks have a runner here now with two outs in the fifth. And Bryce Widmark will bat. We get a courtesy runner for the catcher. That's Adam Peterson. So two down, runner at first on the error. And Widmark at the plate, throw over, oh, they almost picked him off that time. They caught Peterson flat-footed that time, good throw, but he's able to get the fingers back in there. The stretch by Stockiewicz, and the pitch to Widmark, that's grounded towards first, short hop, Jokey makes the play though, and the inning is over, but the Lumberjacks strike with one run here in the fifth inning, one run on one hit, there was one error and one left. Score after 4.5 now. Lumberjacks 1-0. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Playoff Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Back here at Merrill's Athletic Park. And the Lumberjacks have taken the lead here 1-0. And Merrill will send Brad Jokey to lead things off here in the fifth. Jokey, Guskey, and Stockiewicz, the bottom of the Merrill order, to face Bryce Widmark, who has pitched pretty well here this tonight. See if he can continue that here now with a lead. Line by Widmark and the pitch. That's in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Nothing in one to the Merrill first baseman who bounced back to the mound his first time up. Here it comes. Breaking ball, check swing. He didn't go. It's 1-1 now. One ball, one strike. Merrill had a couple of base runners last inning, but ran themselves into an out on the bases. There's a fastball inside corner for a strike, and it's 1-2 now. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch. Breaking ball bounces in. Jokey takes it 2-2. Widmark gets the sign he wants. He's ready. He's a 2-2 pitch. Fastball, and that's fouled out of play left side. Now it remains 2-2. Lumberjack Baseball brought to you in part by DeBorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeBorney Orthodontics or call them at 715-842-5688 or visit them online at DeBorneyOrthodontics.com. Widmark gets a new baseball. Gets the sign he wants. He's ready. The 2-2 pitch. That's driven foul down the left field line again. Count remains 2-2. Merrill only has a couple of hits here today. Grunewald's got one. Reinhardt's got the other. Widmark gets the sign he wants. Here it comes. Fastball. Fouled up. Romanski comes back to take a look, but it's out of play. Jokey couldn't lay off a pitch up in the zone. And the count remains 2-2. 1-0 East. We're in the fifth. Lumberjacks have left 10 men on base, but they are the only ones who have pushed one across home plate. Here's the next pitch. Good ball. Lifted in the air. Foul again down the left side. So Jokey battling here. These have been quick innings for the most part. Widmark hasn't thrown that many pitches. The wind and the pitch. That's grounded to first and foul. And the count's still 2-2. I would imagine the way that the Lumberjacks have had problems closing out games this year that Widmark will go as far as he can in this one. Strick pitched on Friday in relief in the game, did not have a good outing. Kubrings had his problems coming in relief. The line, the 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball, checks, way to go! Oh, that looked pretty good anyway. That looked like it crossed letter high. Could have been a called strike right there. Instead, it's full, 3-2. I think that pitch fooled everybody, including the man in blue. 3-2 to count. Good pitch right there. The payoff pitch. Fastball grounded towards second and into right field for a base hit. Trick dive. And there you go. You know, you think you have the guy struck out, and instead he grounds a base hit on the next pitch. So Merrill has the tying run on here to lead off the fifth inning. And Cole Kusky, the second baseman, will bat. He fly to left field his first time up. We're going to get a pinch runner for Jokey. Drew Huff will run for Jokey. So Kusky will stand in. You would think that this would be a bunt situation, but you never know. Kusky stands in. The stretch. Now he throws over. Orbit gets down and digs that one out. Widmark, a long look in. The stretch. Here's the pitch. Bunt attempt. It's a fair ball right in front of the plate. Romanski will throw him out. Now they throw over to second. Oh, he just gets back in. A big turn at second by Huff, and he almost got thrown out as Corbett immediately gunned it down to second base. The sacrifice bunt completed. Romanski threw out Gusky at first. And Corbett didn't even hesitate. He thought maybe Huff would take a wide turn and threw down to second right away, and they almost got it. But runner at second base with one out now for Sakowicz, the pitcher. The stretch by Widmark. And the pitch. There's a strike outside corner, and it's 0-1. 1-0 Lumberjacks. Merrill with the tying run at second base with one out here in the fifth inning. Widmark the stretch. And the pitch. Fastball, and that's line, but foul down the left field line. Turned on that one and drove it foul. And it's 0-2. Mason Reinhart waits on deck. Long look in by Widmark. It's the sign he wants. The 0-2 pitch. Fastball high outside. 1-2. Trying to get Sakowicz to chase one. He wouldn't do it. 1-2 now. Huff takes his lead at second. Got a good lead out there. Now he steps back a couple. Widmark. Here it comes. Breaking ball in the dirt. Blocked by Romanski. Runner going in. Romanski couldn't find the ball right away. And Huff will go to third on the wild pitch. Romanski blocked it, but then couldn't find it right away. And Huff, good secondary lead, took off and went to second base. Or went to third, that is. And so now the tying run is at third with one out. Infield comes in. Down is 2-2 on the hitter, Sakowicz. Big pitch right here. Here it comes. And that gets past Romanski on a wild pitch again. Back-to-back wild pitches for the tying run. That was way outside. Romanski got a piece of his glove on it, but couldn't stop it. And the game is tied 1-1. Back-to-back wild pitches here has tied the game. So now you start over now. 3-2 count on Sakowicz. Got to get him. Get out of this inning without Grunewald coming up with men in scoring position. There's a pitch. Sakowicz lifts that in the air to right field. Gritzmacher, can he make the play? He does. A diving catch by Gritzmacher out in right field. And there are two down here in the fifth inning. So two down, nobody on, and Mason Reinhart will bat. Reinhart has singled and fly to right. And he hits here with two down and nobody on in the fifth. Widmark out of the lineup. Here it comes. Breaking ball dropped it in there nicely and it's 0-1. Long look in. Widmark ready. The 0-1 pitch. Another breaking ball and that's hit hard on the ground into left field for a base hit. Fast Schubring at third. Hanging third ball that time and Reinhart jumped all over it. And Merrill has the lead run on first with two outs here in the fifth inning for Adam Messerschmidt. We're going to get a pinch hitter. Alex Zettler will hit here for Messerschmidt. Zettler was originally in the starting lineup with a late scratch because he couldn't get here right away, but he's here now and he will hit for Messerschmidt in the fifth inning. And I can remind you once again that East Playoff Baseball brought to you in part by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, nobody does it better for you than Country Fresh Meats on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. So Zevlin will bat here with two outs. Runner at first. We're tied at one. Still waiting to get in the box here. Now he'll get in, and we'll get set to go. Reinhart takes his lead at first. Goes over and got in, and he gets back safely. They had him They had him hung out to dry, but the throw was on the home plate side of first. By the time Corbett whipped the tag around, the runner got back, but they had him hung out to dry. He was going. Stretch again. Now it's rolling, and he gets back again. Once again, the runner flinched toward second base. Runner takes his lead. Stretch by Widmark. There he goes. Swung on and missed. Romanski's throw down is a little bit late. Good throw, but a little bit late, and Reinhart will steal second base. And so the lead run is in scoring position now for Zettler. The count is 0-1 on Alex Zettler. Now you got to concentrate on getting the hitter. Infielders have to knock everything down. Nothing can get through here with two outs in the inning. The stretch and the pitch. That misses outside by a bit, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike. With Mark ready, here it comes. That's grounded foul right at the Merrill dugout. And the count now 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Widmark looks in. Gets the sign he wants. Reinhart with his lead. Here's the pitch. Slow curveball. That's outside, and it's 2-2. The winner of this game advances to Thursday's regional final at Bayport against the number one seed Bayport Pirates. Widmark gets the sign ready. And put on and missed. He struck him out, and the inning is over. But Merrill gets one back, and they got the equalizer. One run on a couple of hits. There were no errors, but two wild pitches in the inning, and one man left on base. Score after five complete now. Merrill 1, East 1. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at Athletic Park in Merrill. We go to the sixth inning. Tied now 1-1, and Tanner Dinky will lead things off for the Lumberjacks here in the sixth. First pitch from Stockowitz is outside, ball one. Dinky was hit by a pitch and also flied out to center field in his two at-bats. Lumberjacks push across a run in the fifth, but Merrill answers with a run of their own on a couple of wild pitches back-to-back. Here's the next pitch. Dinky tops it back to the mound. Easy play for Stockowitz, and there's one down here in the sixth inning. Dinky swung at a high pitch there, got on top of it somehow, and chopped it right back to the mound. So Jordan Heiding will bat here with one down and nobody on. Heiding has walked, bounced to the pitcher, and grounded to second. And the first pitch from Stockowitz on the way, way high, ball one. One ball, one strike. And the pitch. That catches the outside corner, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike. Stockowitz into his windup. Here it comes. Breaking ball. Heiding chops at it, fouls it, slides over toward the Merrill dugout. One ball and two strikes now. One ball, two strikes on Jordan Heiding. Stockowitz ready. Here it comes. Fastball outside. 2-2 now. Billy Brand on deck for the Lumberjacks. Stockowitz ready. Here it comes. Heiding, a little chopper toward third. Air-handed, the throw across in time. Nice play by the third baseman for the Blue Jays, Mason Reinhart. He came in barehanded that slow roller by Heining and threw him out. And there are two down here in the sixth for Willie Brandt. Brandt has a couple of hits and also bounced back to the mound. Sokowicz ready to work to Brandt here with two outs and nobody on. First pitch, fastball high, ball one. Lumberjack Baseball brought to you in part by Marshfield Clinic. If you need help with a sports injury, see the experts, sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. The 1-0 pitch to Brandt, he swings and fouls it out of play, and it's 1-1. One, one, the score here. A real old-fashioned pitcher's battle. After all the runs that were scored here in the doubleheader a couple of weeks ago, this is sort of a surprise. Curveball outside, and it's 2-1. Merrill beat East twice a couple of weeks ago, 10-3 and 14-12. The line by Stockowitz and the pitch. Brand, chopper towards second. The play made over there by Guskey, and he throws him out, and the inning is over. 3-3 three down for the Lumberjacks here in the sixth. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Score still tied. 1-1. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Playoff Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at Merrill's Athletic Park. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Tied at 1. Ty Grunewald will lead things off. He's been hit by a pitch and singled. And you'd probably like to face him with the bases empty leading off an inning rather than with runners on base. Whitmark will go to work. And the first pitch, fastball, just misses outside, and it's 1-0. Greenwald, Klug, and Poopall here in the sixth inning for Merrill. Woodmark ready, his pitch, way high and outside, 2-0. As much as you don't want to give Greenwald something great to hit, you also don't want to put him on with a free pass here. He would be the lead run. Make him hit to get on. Widmark ready, the 2-0 pitch. That's high outside again, 3-0. Three walls, no strikes on Ty Grunewald. And the pitch. That's in there for a strike. Took something off it there. It's 3-1. Grunewald was taking all the way. The wind and the 3-1 pitch, that's way high again, and Grunewald is on, a leadoff walk here in the sixth inning, and he represents the lead run. Scott Shubring is going to go out and have a talk with his pitcher. And a reminder once again, Thursday we will have playoff baseball if either Everest or East advance. If both advance, the games will be sandwiched around the Woodchucks game once again. If only one team advances, that game would be the early game before the Woodchucks here on Fox Sports Radio AM 1390 and FM 93.9. And remember, you can always listen to the games as podcasts on our website, everythinglumberjacks.com, which is part of foxsportswausau.com. The entire infield's at the mound, along with catcher Sam Romanski and pitcher Bryce Widmark. They get together with what they want to do on a bunt here. Klug is the hitter, the catcher. He has popped to third and also reached on an error, hit a little looper up the middle towards second. Strick got it in his glove and it rolled out. They got out of that inning with no run scored, but Merrill was able to push across the tying run in the fifth. Back-to-back wild pitches moved the runner from second to third to home. So Widmark ready to face Alex Klug here with nobody out and Grunewald, the runner at first. Sun has gone behind a cloud now. It's darkened a bit here. The stretch. And the pitch. In there for a strike, and it's 0-1. So Klug wasn't bunting. I don't believe they're going to let Grunewald try to steal a base here, and Dave Krug's bat here to hit. Wouldn't be at all surprised if he takes off right here. He's got a good lead. Long look over. Widmark the stretch. Throws over. And Grunewald dives back in safely. Nothing and one to the hitter Klug. Grunewald inches off first again. The stretch. Oh, it got this time. He's out. Grunewald got caught leading and got picked off, and it wasn't even close. And a big out right there as Bryce Widmark picks Grunewald off first base. One down here in the sixth inning. And that will bring up Krug still hitting here with an 0-1 count and nobody on. We got time called as the base umpire cleaning up around first base. So a huge out right there. Grunewald representing the tying run. He was going. They caught him breaking towards second, and he was a dead duck. Nothing and one to count on Klug. Now you still got to worry about some big sticks here for Merrill. Widmark out of the windup. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball popped up. Had him out on his front foot. Hiding drifts back. Now he slides over. Schubring's going to call him off and make the catch. Hiding was calling for that, but all the way. Schubring able to look up in time to make the catch. And there are two down here in the sixth inning. He had Klug out on his front foot that time and popped him up. Two down, nobody on, and David Pufall, the hitter. He has struck out and flied to center. With Mark ready, here's the pitch. Breaking ball down low, ball one. We're in the sixth inning, tie score, 1-1. Winner go home playoff game. Here's the pitch. Widmark way high. It's 2-0. If Pufall reaches, Trey Stevenson will bat. The line by Widmark and the pitch. That's in there for a strike, and it's 2-1. Two balls, one strike. The wind and the pitch. Fastball chopped high towards second base. Strix got it. Throws for the out, and the inning is over. So the Lumberjacks avoid a little trouble there as Merrill got the leadoff man on, but they picked Grunewald off first base for Merrill in the sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. Score after six complete remains 1-1. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Playoff Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. We're back here at Athletic Park in Merrill as we go to the seventh inning. We're all tied up 1-1. Cam Gritzmacher is going to lead things off for the Lumberjacks here. Gritzmacher, Schubring, and Corbett to bat in the seventh inning for East in this tie game. Lumberjacks coming in with only 5 wins on the season, but it doesn't matter now. Everybody's 0-0 coming into the playoffs, and the Lumberjacks are playing like they have nothing to lose today. Widmark's pitched a great game. East has left too many men on base, no question about that. They had some early chances in this game to take leads and didn't do it. But they find themselves down in the seventh, tied at 1. And Gritzmacher will lead things off. He's got a base hit in 3 trips. He also grounded to short and popped to second. Tokiewicz ready, and the pitch. That catches the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Nothing in one. On the East right fielder. The line and the pitch. In the dirt laid off. It's 1-1. Bounced in front of the plate. 1 ball, 1 strike now. 1 run, 6 hits, 1 error for East. 1 run, 4 hits, 1 error for Merrill. Dokiewicz ready. The 1-1 pitch. Gritzmacher chops it, but it's foul down the third base side, and it's 1-2. Bat, ball hitting the bat that time, it sounded weird. It didn't sound solid at all. So 1-2 to count here, and Gritzmacher digs back in. Dokiewicz ready, here it comes. And that's chopped foul again down the third base side. Lumberjack Baseball brought to you in part by Clover Belt Credit Union. voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. Sokolich ready. The 1-2 pitch. And once again, Fritzmacher stays alive by getting a piece of it. And the count remains 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Fritzmacher leading off here in the seventh inning. And the pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt. And it's 2-2 now. Two balls, two strikes. Sokolich ready. And the pitch. Fastball once again. Fritzmacher fouls it back out of play. Count remains 2-2. Sokolich doesn't strike out very many hitters. He's got two strikeouts today, along with a walk and a hit pass. But here's the pitch, curveball. Fritzmacher pops it up, and it's going to get out of play on top of the East dugout. Count remains 2-2. Lumberjacks, though, have left so many men on base today, so many chances. Two left out in the first, bases loaded left in the second, bases loaded left in the third, one man left out in the fourth. They didn't score the run in the fifth, but left a man on. They have left runners on base in every inning. 10 runners left on base in a 1-1 game. Sokolich ready, the pitch. Fastball, Fritzmacher lines, a base hit to right field. Great at bat by Fritzmacher right there, as he kept fouling off pitches until he got one he could handle and lined it into right for a base hit. Lumberjacks have the leadoff man on here in the seventh inning, and that'll bring up Ben Schubring. Schubring has two hits and a walk and a run scored here today. And Schubring absolutely has the power to get it out of here if he can get a pitch he can drive. They'll take a base hit, though, if nothing else. I don't think they'll have him bunt here, but you never know. Let's see. He does. He's going to square. He's going to try to get the bunt down, and he will. They're going to go to two, and it bit the fourth. They're going to throw to first, safe at first. Schubring's bunt went right too hard back toward the mound, so they get the force at second base. Big play by the pitcher, Sokolich, right there. And that was Klug, the catcher, who immediately called throwing to second base. So we're going to get a pinch runner for Schubring at first base. That's Kyle Daniel, who will run. Daniel's got the speed to score on a gapper here. One down on the force. Schubring safe on the fielder's choice. Bunted that one a little bit hard back toward the mound. Sokolich turned and immediately fired to second base. So Ian Corbett will bat here with one down runner at first, the lead run at first. Corbett has struck out and laid down two sacrifice bunts. Al Daniel throw over and he dives back in safely. Daniel the runner at first. Called up from the JV team a couple of weeks ago. Stretch by Sokolich and the pitch. Corbett lays off, takes a strike outside corner, and it's 0-1. Nothing in one to Ian Corbett. Now a throw over, and Daniel wasn't off very far that time, able to get back. Corbett digs back in. Sokolich ready to work. The stretch. The 0-1 pitch. Corbett takes, just misses outside, and it's 1-1. Kyle Daniel, the pinch runner at first base, representing the lead run. We're tied at 1 here in the seventh inning. Sokolich the stretch. Here's the pitch. Corbett's going to foul it out of play. And it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes. See if he willing to throw a curveball in the dirt here with a runner on base. Here it comes. Slow curve inside. Just stays a bit inside. Maybe a change up there. 2-2. Are you willing to throw a curveball in the dirt with the lead run at first base? Try to get Corbett to chase it. The stretch. Throw over. Daniel just a couple of steps off, able to dive back in. Daniel's got to be ready with a good secondary lead in case the ball pops away from Klug. Anything that pops away, he's got to get down to second. The stretch. The 2-2 pitch. Corbett hits it. Foul down the first base line, tried to punch it the other way, and it went foul. Now stays 2-2. Stays alive, getting the bat on the ball here on an outside pitch. We're in the top of the seventh, tied at one in this playoff game. The winner advancing, the loser's season is over. Now Stockiewicz will throw the rubber again. Two balls, two strikes, the stretch, and the pitch. That's down low in the dirt, blocked by Klug, and it's full now, 3-2. See if Coach Heinrich is willing to start the runner here with a 3-2 count, stay out of the double play. Daniel takes his lead. He goes, here's the pitch. Corbin hits it in the left field for a base hit. Daniel will stop at second. And East has runners on first and second with one out. So Corbett with a good at-bat. Works the count full and then grounds a single in the left field. And with one down, runners at first and second, it's Luke Strick to hit. Strick has a single, a strikeout. He also has a sac fly that drove in the only East run. And now Klug's going to go out and have a conversation with his pitcher. Kyle Daniel, the pinch runner, will come over and have a conversation with Coach Heinrich. I would imagine basically telling him that get a good secondary lead. In case the ball pops away from the catcher, tagging on a long fly ball to right field. Or deep center, for that matter. And on a base hit, pick up the coach as you're rounding third. Run hard. They'll probably try to score you on almost any base hit here. Luke Strick will stand in. Stockiewicz will try to work out of the jam here. One out. Lumberjacks have runners on first and second in a 1-1 game. The stretch. And the pitch to Strick. He drenches it in the deep little field. The ball is back. It's going to be Coleman up there. Daniel's going to retreat to second base, and he will. That ball just died. That thing looked like it was driven out of here, and it just died at the end and was caught out in left field for the second out. Daniel was halfway to third and had to retreat. There are those two bats. I'll tell you what, there are those two bats. That ball was driven and just died at the end. And now there are two down, and Sam Romanski will try to drive in the lead run. I thought that ball was out of here off the bat, and it just died out there in left center field. Two down, and Sam Romanski will bat here. Stevenson went to get that one in left field, but that thing just died. Romanski throws it up the middle with a diving stop by Gusky. They'll get the force at second base, and the inning is over. Big play by Cole Gusky right there as Romanski almost got one up the middle, but a diving stop by Gusky, and they get the force at second base, and the inning is over. So the Lumberjacks turned away with runners on first and second and one out. They cannot break this 1-1 tie. No runs, two hits. There were no errors, and one man left in the score. Make that two men left in the score after 6.5 now. It's still 1-1. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Playoff Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Well, Mayo with a chance to win it here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Tie game, 1-1. Trey Stevenson will lead things off. He has fouled out to the catcher and grounded out to short. Bryce Widmark still on the mound for the Lumberjacks has bit the beauty here today. Only four hits allowed and one run. First pitch to Stevenson. That's fouled back. And it's 0-1. Luke Strick hits the ball hard with runners on first and second to deep left center. It's caught, though. And the Lumberjacks are turned away on a good defensive play by Guskey on a ground ball up the middle by Romanski. That gets past him, and Eastwood have the lead. Here's the pitch by Widmark to Stevenson. Curveball. That misses inside, and it's 1-1. Merrill has had base runners the last three innings and only has one run to show for it. The line by Widmark in the pitch. That's high with the fastball. 2-1 now. Stevenson, Jokey, and Guskey, the bat here for Merrill. Scheduled to hit anyway. The line in the 2-1 pitch. Abness is outside and low, and it's 3-1. Don't want to put the winning run on base here to lead off the seventh inning. The 3-1 pitch. That's in there for a strike at the knees, and the count out full, 3-2. Full count on Stevenson. Widmark gets the sign he wants. Here it comes. Swing on and missed. He takes one up and out of the zone and strikes out for the first down of the inning. So Widmark gets Stevenson to go after a high fastball, and there's one down here in the seventh for Brad Jokey, the first baseman. Brad Jokey, I guess is how it's pronounced. He has bounced to the mound, also singled and scored back in the fifth. Actually, it was a pinch runner who came in for Jokey. He's re-entered the game. Widmark ready to work. Here's the pitch. That's way high, ball one. Lumberjacks hoping for extra innings here. The 1-1 pitch. That's in there for a strike inside corner, and it's 1-1. That was the 1-0 pitch. 1-1 now. Widmark ready to work. The 1-1 delivery. Took something off that one. Dropped it in there nicely. It's 1-2 now. One ball, two strikes. The wind and the pitch. Took something off that one. It drops low, and it's 2-2 now. Two balls, two strikes. One down here in the seventh. And the pitch. That's high, and the count now full, 3-2. So he's gone full to both the first two hitters here in the inning. Struck out Stevenson. Let's see what he can do with Jokey here. Here it comes. That's low ball four, and Merrill has the winning run on base with a walk here in the seventh inning. That's the second walk of the night for Widmark. He also has a hit batsman way back in the first inning. Cole Guskey will bat now, the second baseman. He has flied to left and dropped down a sacrifice bunt. Guskey just made the good defensive play last inning to end the Lumberjack threat on a diving stab of a ground ball up the middle off the bat of Sam Romanski. Stretch by Widmark and the pitch. Hit hard and into left field for a base hit. Hiding was shaded up the middle. And Merrill has the winning run at second base now with one out on a ground single to left by Guskey. And that'll bring up the pitcher, Stankiewicz. Stankiewicz has flied out twice, flied to center, flied to right. Merrill trying to win it here in the bottom of the seventh. Outfielders have to make sure they come up throwing, hit the cutoff man here. Stretch by Widmark, and the pitch. Changeup blocked by Romanski. Runners stay where they are, but it's down low, ball one. Long look in. Widmark gets the sign he wants. And the stretch. That's in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. Hey, win, lose, or draw on this one, the Lumberjacks have to be pretty happy. The coaches have to be happy with the way they're playing. playing much better than they have in the last couple of weeks. Just haven't been able to get the big hit to drive in guys in scoring position tonight. The 1-1 pitch in the dirt, blocked by Romanski. Runners stay where they are. And it's 2-1. It's a big block right there by Sam Romanski, keeping the runners at first and second. Double play still in effect here. Count now 2-1. One out. Runner on first really means nothing except for the double play possibility. Runner on second represents the winning run. The stretch by Widmark. And the pitch. It's in the dirt. Gets away from Romanski this time. He tried to backhand that one. And the runners will move up. So now the winning run is at third base. And everybody's got to play in now. Infield's in. Outfield's got to play in. They got to throw the runner on third out at the plate on a fly ball. If it's a deep fly ball, it won't matter. First base is open, 3-1 the count, but the top of the order is coming up here. You'd like to get Stockowitz here if you can. Widmark will work from the windup. And the pitch. Foul back to the screen. And the count now full, 3-2. The count, one out. Winning run at third base for the Blue Jays. We're in the bottom of the seventh. Runner on second means absolutely nothing. Stockowitz digs back in. Widmark out of the windup. The 3-2 pitch. Lifted in the air to left field. That's going to be deep enough to score the run. Becker's going back, but he won't be able to throw out. He dropped the ball anyway, and the game is over, and Merrill will get the win here by a score of 2-1. Brian Stockowitz with a long drive to left field with the winning run on third base, and the Lumberjacks come up short here tonight by a score of 2-1, and their season will come to an end. Well, they had lots of chances, lots of runners on base early, couldn't get them in, and it cost them here as Merrill will advance, and will take on Bayport on Thursday. We'll come back and recap it after this. You're listening to Lumberjack Playoff Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Tom King back here at Merrill's Athletic Park, where the Blue Jays have advanced in the WIAA Baseball Tournament, edging Wausau East by a score of 2-1, punching across the winning run in the bottom of the seventh inning on a long fly ball by winning pitcher Brian Stockowitz. East got out on the board first. It was a scoreless game through four. Lumberjacks, though, had plenty of opportunities. They left two men on in the first, left the bases loaded in the second and third, left a man on in the fourth, and left a man on in the fifth, but they were able to punch across a run in the fifth. A sack fly from Luke Strick scored Ben Schubring, and he led 1-0. But Merrill came right back and tied it in their half of the fifth inning. Brad Yulke with a single, and then pinch hitter Drew Hoff ended up scoring a wild pitch, moved him from second to third. Another wild pitch scored the run, and it was 1-1. Lumberjacks went 1-2-3 in the sixth, as did Merrill in the sixth. In the seventh, though, East had a couple of men on with one out and could not get the lead run in, but Merrill was able to accomplish it with one out in the seventh. Yulke drew a walk. Cole Guskey hit a single to left field, and then they moved up on a wild pitch to second and third, and Brian Stockowitz lifted a long fly ball to left field. That got the job done, and Merrill wins it by a score of 2-1. They now improve to 11-12 on the season, and we'll face Bayport in a second-round playoff game at Bayport on Thursday. The Lumberjacks conclude a very disappointing season with a record of 5-14. Well, that's going to wrap things up for our Wausau East Lumberjack sports season here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Seniors playing their last game tonight for the Lumberjacks include Ian Corbett, Cameron Gritzwacher, Willie Brand, Bryce Widmark, and Aiden Schein, who was injured much of the season but was on the bench for every game. And the juniors got a lot of experience. A lot of juniors had playing time on the varsity for the Lumberjacks this year. They'll be back next year to form the nucleus of next year's squad. So obviously the season didn't go the way the Lumberjacks would have liked, but they battled here in the tournament game and had a chance and this one many times. Lots of runners left on base. That was the key tonight. They couldn't get the big hit when they needed one with runners in scoring position. So that's going to wrap things up from here. Thanks to our engineer, Spencer. Thanks to all of our sponsors once again for helping us bring you Lumberjack Sports throughout the season. And we hope you can join us again in the fall when football begins. This is Tom King, and once again, your final score is the Lumberjacks are eliminated in the WIAA tournament. It's Merrill 2 and East 1. You've been listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.